My brothers and sisters, our devotional Bible study today is on the topic of true freedom. Romans chapter 6, verse 7. For he who has died has been freed from sin. In the world's history, there are a few celebrated legal covenants which are commemorated for the great political and social freedom they granted to mankind. Among these are the Magna Carta, the Declaration of Independence, and the Emancipation Proclamation. However, none of these earthly covenants can compare with the freedom from sin that God has given us through His Son's blood in the New Covenant. This is true freedom. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. John chapter 8, verse 36. Before I was saved, I thought I could overcome sinful behavior through my willpower and self-effort. However, the harder I tried, the more I failed, and I became acutely aware of not only my outward sins, but my inner sinful nature. In despair, I finally came to the conclusion that I would never be freed from my sinful nature until I died. Little did I know that death is exactly what God had in mind for my sinful nature. For since the time of Adam, all mankind has been born into sin and in bondage to sin. Since we came into sin's captivity through birth, the only way we could ever be freed from sin was through death. This is why God, in His divine wisdom, included us in His Son's death and performed what might be called a divine heart transplant. The Bible says that when we were born again, we were immersed into Christ's death. Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Therefore, when Christ died, we died with Him. Romans chapter 6, verse 8. Our sinful nature was crucified with Christ and was removed from us. Romans chapter 6, verse 6. Since our sinful nature is dead and gone, we are no longer slaves to sin, and Christ now lives in us. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. And Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. This is the divine exchange that was made possible by Christ's death on the cross. By our immersion into Christ's death, we have been freed from sin. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 7. This is the freedom that Christ purchased for us in the new covenant by his blood. Christ's death on the cross has forever freed us from sin. Since we are no longer captives to sin, we never again have to fear the destructive power of sin. The Bible says, "For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father." Romans chapter 8, verse 15. What a freedom, at Christ's expense. This is the purpose of the new covenant, which was made effective through the blood of Jesus Christ. What the old covenant could not do because of man's sinful nature, God accomplished in the new covenant through Christ's death on the cross. The Bible says, "For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering." Romans chapter 8, verse 3. The Apostle Paul said, "Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through Him forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and through Him everyone who believes is freed from all things from which you could not be freed through the law of Moses." Acts chapter 13, verse 39. Since our sinful nature, which compelled us to sin, has been removed from us, we have been freed from the power of sin. After we are saved, we need to know this great truth and stand firm by faith in it, so that our minds will be renewed and transformed by this great truth. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. There is a great difference between the old sinful nature and the unrenewed mind. It is very important to always remember that the unrenewed mind does not have the same power as the sinful nature. Our old sinful nature was like a continuously operating sin factory that had to be destroyed by Christ's death on the cross before we could be set free from slavery to sin. The unrenewed mind, on the other hand, is simply our soulish mindset, which the Holy Spirit within us can transform now that we no longer have a sinful nature. After I was saved, I once again mistakenly thought I had to be holy through my own willpower and self-effort. Although I knew I was not saved by my own works, I thought my sanctification now depended on my best efforts. Therefore, I zealously devoted myself to reading the Bible, praying and fasting, going to church, giving tithes and offerings, and serving in ministry. Since I was a very strong-willed and determined individual, it took a long and painful process for God to bring me to the end of my natural moral strength. But through many afflictions, which one brother in Christ has aptly called the gift of misery, God finally convinced me that I had absolutely no virtuous capability within myself to do His spiritual work and bear His spiritual fruit. Thus, it was a glorious day when I realized that not only had Christ died for my sins, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but that my sinful nature had also died with Christ, Romans chapter 6, verse 8. Words cannot fully express how grateful I am to God for the spiritual freedom I now have in Christ to serve Him with an undivided holy heart. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. You may be born again, but are you experiencing Christ's freedom from entangling sins? If you are not experiencing freedom from the power of sin, it is because you do not know, that is, believe and act on, the truth that you have died with Christ. When did you die? Since Christ's death took place in the eternal realm, when Christ died, you died with Him. Therefore, when you received Christ, your sinful nature was crucified with Him and was removed from you and buried with Him. This is the word of truth that sets you free. Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." John chapter 8, verse 31 and 32. By this declaration of freedom, Jesus made it clear to His disciples that He meant freedom from slavery to sin. See John chapter 8, verse 34. By His death on the cross, Jesus Christ has freed us from the power of sin by removing our sinful nature. Let us now stand firm in the freedom He has purchased for us by His blood. This is true sanctification and spiritual freedom in Jesus Christ. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be entangled again by a yoke of slavery. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Tomorrow, we're going to look at Romans chapter 6, verse 8. www.christcrucified.info